Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a different flavor, the evolving world of cloud computing. Intriguing stuff, right?
Absolutely. This shift in how CIOs view the public cloud is fascinating. It's like realizing that all-you-can-eat buffet isn't always the best value.
Ha, perfect analogy. This article by Robert Mitchell really digs into why companies are reevaluating their cloud strategies. Initially, everyone rushed to the public cloud. CapEx savings, scalability, the whole nine yards. But now, sticker shock.
Right. That cloud spend repeating itself in the article really emphasizes the surprise some companies are facing. Tracy Wu from Forrester hits the nail on the head. Budgets are tightening, and CIOs are scrambling to optimize those cloud costs. It's like ordering a gourmet meal and getting hit with a hidden service charge.
Exactly. And it's not just cost. Performance, latency, data privacy, even digital sovereignty, they're all playing a role in this reassessment. Ron Hollowell from Reinsurance Group of America, RGA, points out that private cloud is often more attractive for consistent workloads. Public cloud shines for those bursty needs.
Makes sense. It's like choosing between a subscription service and pay-per-use. Radhuvan Vulaya from Endava mentions repatriation, bringing systems back on-premises. Almost like admitting, okay, maybe we overdid it with the cloud.
I see, interesting. And Wu from Forrester highlights the return to on-premises or hosted private cloud, especially for data-heavy workloads like, you guessed it, generative AI. Keeping data in-house helps with multi-tenancy and data privacy.
But it's not a complete cloud exodus, right? The article mentions that public cloud investment is still growing, even with these shifts. It's like realizing you can go back for seconds at the buffet, just maybe not load up on everything.
Got it. Keith Perry from St. Jude's brings up a great point about hidden costs, data transfer fees. Moving large data sets in and out of the public cloud can get pricey, especially for research institutions. Like paying a toll every time you cross a bridge.
Ouch. And those costs can spiral out of control with AI projects. Sid Nagg from Gartner talks about the sheer compute power needed for large language models. Replicating that on-premises? Yeah, good luck with that budget request.
Right. Jeff Wysocki from Mosaic Company discusses how they managed to keep their AI project within budget by working with Microsoft to optimize the architecture. A good reminder that collaboration can be key.
Absolutely. But even with cost optimization, the article emphasizes that performance and latency can't be ignored. Especially in fields like finance, or as Perry from St. Jude's points out, real-time data analysis. It's like needing a super-fast internet connection for a video call. Anything less is just frustrating.
Indeed. And then there's the whole digital sovereignty issue. Wu mentions that in some countries, public cloud just isn't an option due to data localization rules. So private cloud, or hosted private cloud, becomes the necessary ingredient.
It's a complex recipe, that's for sure. Vunvalea emphasizes the need for flexibility, avoiding vendor lock-in. You want to be able to adapt as technology evolves, like a chef switching up their menu based on seasonal ingredients.
Exactly. And Perry's analogy of building materials is spot on. Public cloud, private cloud, on-premises, they're all tools in the toolbox. The key is knowing which tool to use for the job and being prepared to switch things up as needed. Great insights from Mitchell's article. Thanks for joining me on this cloud culinary adventure.
My pleasure. Until next time.
And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time, where we'll be diving into who knows what delicious topic. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.